This 4th of July, Commander of Veterans of Foreign Wars Post in Bloomington and a Vietnam War veteran himself, Roy Smith, helped us pick his brain on a variety of subjects related to 4th of July, the U.S. Army, and the life of a veteran.
It's a celebration of the country that I was willing to defend, that it's a celebration of the birth of the nation and the things that are stated about our goals in the Declaration of Independence. It's, you know, an ideal utopian document, but it's still the document that most Americans try to live by.
The men who protect our borders go through a lot of mental as well as economic problems once they retire from the Army.
We still don't have a good handle on PTSD. You know, and one of the things that shows you that is it keeps changing names. In the Civil War, it was often referred to as seeing the elephant. In World War I, it became shell-shocked. In World War II, it became combat fatigue. Now it's PTSD. And psychiatry is an inexact science, you know, something that will allow one veteran to fully cope with what he or she has seen or done is completely ineffective for somebody else. It's an ongoing problem for the VA. It's an ongoing problem for organizations like my organization, the Legion, the AMVETS, you know, of trying to supply support for the veterans that do suffer PTSD. And it's such a broad subject, you know, like I have heard some veterans say that we all suffer PTSD. It's just the matter of degree.
On our drive to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post in Bloomington, Smith also shared what he does during his free time while he was active in service.
Because I was young and single, did the kind of standard go into town and go to a drinking establishment and, you know, the whole stereotypical soldiers on leave kind of situation.
VFW is a place where veterans and families of veterans hang around and just interact with each other and have a good time. Smith gave us a tour of the place and read through the couple of brunches and hot dog specials on their menu to celebrate the occasion. Dorothy White, president of the VFW Auxiliary at the post and the wife of a Vietnam War veteran, was busy preparing the brunches for the day at the kitchen.
Well, other than trying to put on things for the veterans, we, like I said, with the meals, we try and keep them down to a minimum so that, you know, it doesn't take a hunk out of their pockets. And we donate to the disabled veterans and the veterans' homes, Lafayette Home, and we help, like, veterans come in and talk with them, and if they need things, we try and work with them to get it.
The families of military personnel also go through a great deal of suffering, not knowing whether their loved one will return home safely, and White's situation was no different.
When he was gone and overseas, it's really scary. You know, you don't know, and if you didn't get a letter when you thought you should, it really upset you. But after a little bit, you kind of like, okay, you know he's coming home. You got to believe that. So, and then you just wait till he comes home.
Deborah Deckard, bartender at VFW, and an Afghan war veteran, was seen in high spirits while serving drinks to veterans sitting around at the bar. Deckard shared her personal experience of the society's reaction when a woman decides to join the army.
Our society, actually nothing. Now, when we were in Afghanistan, they were very amazed because the guys would be like, are you married? And you'd be like, if you said yes, then they'd want to know why your husband let you go. And it'd be like, we don't have a choice. Uncle Sam wants us to go. It has nothing to do with our husbands. So I would say from here, I didn't get anything from our society. But they were just amazed over there that women could just go, just to go, you know, that they didn't really have a say-so in a sense. But here I didn't run into anything like that. There was, and maybe because I was older, so I'm more of a mom, grandma figure, so they didn't, you know, I'm not going to say anything to her, you know, kind of thing. But, I mean, no, I didn't, I was going to say, more than anything, people would just like, wish you luck, I hope you do well, I hope you do what you want to do and accomplish what you need to accomplish. So I didn't face too much. One of the few, I think, but some people did have harder times.
Tim and Kathy Henney, members of the auxiliary, stressed on the importance for a civilian to thank an Army personnel for their service.
And although I think the July 4th is important and it's great to celebrate it, I think anytime you see a military person, if they're serving now, to extend your hand and thank them for their service is great. I think they appreciate that more than people realize.
Smith describes why 4th of July holds a special place in his heart.
I've enjoyed my time as a soldier and my time as a veteran. I think my service was of value to the United States. And you know, I've been to 28, 29 countries on 5 different continents. It's the best place I've ever seen. So happy birthday, America. Let's keep going for another 241 years.
Reporting for WFHB, I am Arjun Balasundaram.